John, basically what had happened was I wanted Gary's Instaban repair cars there, and the girl come along to me to get her car repaired. So I give her a loan of a car until such times as, you know, her own car was repaired, you know.
Okay.
So then possibly a few weeks later, there's a lot of repairs getting done to her car. She gave me a ring one day in very an upset state, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Basically what happened was she was stopped with customs in County Donegal, and they had said they were seizing the car because it was a Northern Rides car.
Okay.
So basically I was on the phone then to the custom man. I said, look, I says, I'm a garage man, that girl's car is that car's loaned to her till such times as her own car is fixed. Well, he says, we're seizing it, and that's sort of the end of the story, you know. So I says, I'll come down with all the documentation to the side of the road and whatever, you know, to prove the car's my own and trader's insurance and, you know, everything else, you know.
Mm.
I landed to the actual scene where they'd stopped, and they actually didn't even want to speak to me. They didn't even really want to have any conversation with me really about it. So they just says that basically she was breaking the law with some kind of Sanction 92 or some old thing, which I wouldn't even know anything about, you know. But the thing about it, Sean, was the bigger issue that it was, this girl was coming from her scan in Letterkenny. She's 8 months pregnant, and her elderly mother, and they were turfed at the side of the road. As I say, a fella videoed it on camera and put it on, you know, the internet. And it went massively viral, of a disgraceness of a woman getting turfed, 8 months pregnant.
Okay, so where's your garage? It's in Strabane.
Yeah, that's correct.
And
yes.
you fix, I mean, anyone who comes with a car that needs fixed, you're not going to turn them down because it's got a Donegal registration.
That's exactly, yeah.
And this car is from Donegal, the car that she left in, she's from Donegal, and because there was quite a lot of work needed on the car, you said, look, we can loan you a car. It's like a courtesy car.
That's
and
correct.
How long did you anticipate she would need the car for at that point?
A few weeks, because there's a lot of bother with engine work and there's a wee bit of body work needing done outside, and the bother getting a few parts and things, you know, for the car, you know, because the girl probably doesn't have a lot of money and she's looking for more second-hand parts, you know, for the engine and things like that, you know. But The basic thing is then, Sean, they're more or less saying that I was not allowed to give her that car because it's a Northern Rights. That's basically
well. Put it, how long have you been in business?
Basically about 8 or 9 years.
Okay, and have you given your courtesy car out to many people who were from Donegal?
Yeah, I have, certainly, yes.
And has this ever arisen before?
No. Never hear tell of it.
So you didn't know that there was a potential for your car to be seized if you let somebody from the Republic drive it?
No.
Okay.
I was never heard of it.
So this lady, again, she's... explain the situation again. Who did she have with her, and what was her situation?
Well, her mother, as I say, the girl's mother is 70-something years of age. And,
right.
You know, as I say, she's an elderly mother. And the girl was 8 months pregnant coming back from a scan. So basically what I'm saying is, in circumstances alone, there shouldn't have been put at the side of the road. Whether they were back in the law or not, which I completely 100% agree with myself that the girl was doing absolutely not one thing wrong.
Okay, so you got a phone call from her initially, she was very distressed. And she said, hello, Campbell, this is her name. And she said, I'm stuck here in Newton Cunningham area and the customs have your car.
That's correct.
Will you speak to them?
Yeah.
And you went, and did she just hand the phone to the customs person?
The customs man, yeah. And she handed the phone to the customs man and he was saying, yeah. And I called them the situation and whatever. And he said, look, the car's been seized, blah, blah, blah. And I saw her bring the documents down. They had her at the roadside, not even before they turfed her out, over an hour, Sean. They had her at the side of the road. Now, anybody would know a pregnant woman, whether she has to use the loo or especially whenever she's stressed, different facilities and different things. There was absolutely no thought for a pregnant woman at the side of a road, which I think completely is highly unrespectably bad. I don't know if anybody's any other opinion in that line at all.
And did she get... You're saying she was told to get out of the vehicle, she couldn't sit in the car?
Oh, she they were allowed to sit in the car, but if they weren't paying the fine, more or less, we're taking the car. That's just the two options.
So she was allowed to wait... Was she in the car when you arrived?
No, she was in another car then, because her brother-in-law had came up then and lifted her, but... Whenever I arrived in, you know, she was very tearful and, you know, very panicky and shaky because, you know, it wasn't her car and she was panicking that they were going to do something with a car that she had loan of and maybe she was going to get, you know, hit for a big bill or something, you know. You know, obviously, but anybody would stress out over, you know, never mind an 8-month pregnant woman, you know.
And you then arrived at the scene.
Yeah.
And you had documentation to prove it was your vehicle?
Yeah, I had all the documentation, and there were absolutely not one custom man, and there was about 20 in there, even wanted to even look at the documentation. They had no interest whatsoever.
Well, what did they say?
They just said to me, look, we're obliged to think that she's breaking law on a certain, you know, particle and whatever. And I says, well, look, I says, could you tell me, you know, how this is possible. Mm. Well, the fellow says, no Southern registration driver is not allowed to drive a Northern car at any time.